Hello, and welcome to another edition of Outside the Box, where the ideas are guaranteed to be unique and provocative, whether you agree with them or not. Today's topic is roots. Imagine you and some friends are relaxing along the bank of a stream. All of a sudden, the body of a dead or injured child floats down the river toward you. Then another, and another, and several more. You and your friends grab the bodies, pulling them onto the bank. Someone calls 911. Several others begin to try to revive the children. More bodies keep coming. Suddenly, you jump up and begin running up the river. "What are you doing?" cries one of your friends. "There are children dying here." "I'm going to find out who's killing the children," you respond. "We can't just deal with the wounded and the dead. We've got to stop it before it starts." Our society is steeped in a culture of serving people who are the victims of problems. We want to heal the sick, feed and clothe the needy, visit those in jail, and serve anyone in crisis. Those deeds are rewarded. But we rarely focus on identifying the root cause of a problem and putting human, governmental, and or organizational resources towards solving it or preventing it from becoming a problem in the first place. We don't often go upstream to see what's causing the killing and stop it at its source. South American priest Dom Helder Camara once said, quote, "When I gave food to the poor, they called me a saint. When I asked why the poor were hungry, they called me a communist," unquote. Looking for root causes can be dangerous. People sometimes face a crisis, and they need help to get through it. If that's all they ever get, though, there's no progress, no solution. Same old problem, year after year. How much of the U.S. government budget goes for sick care, hospitals, pills, nursing services, doctor visits? And how much to maintain people's wellness, such as campaigns to stop smoking, exercise or yoga programs, nutrition, and other good health strategies? We know how to create watch lists, check shoes and packages at airports, monitor emails and phone calls, and prevent people with dark skins from entering the U.S. But do we know how to take away the reasons for anyone to engage in violent acts against our country so we have real security? Can we change ourselves and them so no one wants to hurt us anymore? Are there other countries that are our enemies? Why? Do we have anything to fear from them, or are they responding because they fear us? If we can get to the bottom of that fear, a root cause, we might discover that we have nothing to fear from Iran, North Korea, Cuba, and other countries that the U.S. government has demonized. Can we end poverty? Not until we figure out the root cause of why some people in this country and many more people around the world don't have enough food to eat, decent housing, health care, and more. Let's look for the root causes of poverty. Does our current economic system leave a lot of people out? Is there too much or too little government control? Do people lack economic rights? Or is the global economy too large to give opportunities to everyone? Or all of these? Most government programs try to equalize an inherently unequal system with band-aid responses like fuel assistance, tax credits, welfare payments, and other programs. But the programs don't contribute to creating a system that is really equal. The example of people who couldn't afford the fuel to keep warm last winter demonstrates clearly that band-aid programs will never achieve a solution. The Community Action Agency in my county spent about $1.5 million on fuel, but only about $400,000 to $500,000 on weatherization, extra insulation, cleaning furnaces, weather stripping, and other projects that would reduce the future cost of heating. Penny wise and dollar foolish. Looking at root causes and real solutions to environmental problems may mean giving up things, like the convenience of driving where and when we want. Spending money on energy efficiency products, like light bulbs and solar panels. Reusing rather than recycling stuff. And scaling back our material standard of living. It's the same for any problem, whether it's as simple as something you and I have a hard time doing, or as complex as those problems I already mentioned. You've got to know the real cause, the root cause of the problem, if you want to solve it. What's a problem you face every day? And what's a root cause of that problem? Now, what's a root cause? It's only when we dig deep down to the roots that we'll be able to effectively attack any problem and find a real solution. If you want to comment on this feature, send an email to news@weru.org or call 469-6600. I'm Larry Danziger, and here's wishing you great success today in thinking about root causes.